Listening Library presents True and Nell by G. Neary. Read for you by Catherine Tabor. Chapter 1. A Case of Mistaken Identity. Monroeville, Alabama, summer, sometime in the Great Depression. When Truman first spotted Nell, he thought she was a boy. She was watching him like a cat, perched on a crooked stone wall that separated their rambling wood homes. Barefoot and dressed in overalls with a boyish haircut, Nell looked to be about his age, but it was hard for Truman to tell. He was trying to avoid her stare by pretending to read his book. "Hey, you," she finally said. Truman gazed up from the pages. He was sitting quietly on a wicker chair on the side porch of his cousin's house, dressed in a little white sailor suit.
"Are you talking to me?"
he said in a high, wispy voice. "Come here," she commanded. Truman pulled on his cowlick and glanced across the porch to the kitchen window. Inside, Sook, his ancient second cousin, thrice removed, was prepping her secret dropsy medicine for curing rheumatism. Sook normally kept a close eye on Truman, but at that moment, she was humming a song in her head, lost in thought. Truman stepped off the porch because he was curious about who this little boy was. He'd made no friends since arriving at his cousin's house 2 weeks ago. It was early summer, and he yearned to play with the boys he saw making their way to the swimming hole. So he straightened his little white suit and wandered slowly past the trellises of wisteria vines and japonica flowers until he came upon the stone wall. Truman was taken aback. He scrunched up his face